Good morning. I'm Pastor C, and I greet you in the name that's above every name. Praise God. It's an honor to be with you this morning and to bring you a faith nugget for today. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Word of God declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Now, this is so important because there's a great misunderstanding concerning this when it comes to faith, because many people believe that they're operating in faith, and when they come to find out, they're not operating in the faith that God has given them. They have no substance for what they are believing for. Faith is the substance. Now, when it says the substance, that means it is a specific substance. It is something specific. Now, this is very important for you to understand, because many Christians are going on belief and not faith. Faith comes before belief. Belief arises after faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, once God has spoken, now you get the opportunity to believe what God has spoken. Now, this is so important. Many Christians are just believing whatever they want to and have not heard the voice of God, have no substance. Now, in the words that God speaks to you is the substance of faith. It is God's power. Faith is a spiritual power. It is spiritual ability. The Lord Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Meaning what? They have a spiritual force. Now, this is so important because as I travel the country and parts of the world, I see so many Christians believing, but when you ask, well, what did God say? They have no idea. They have no idea. Now, this is important. So you have to understand, faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And hearing by the word of God. All right. Now, that word there is translated in the Greek, rhema, the spoken word. Faith comes by you and I hearing what God says. This is so important, my dear, wonderful brothers and sisters, because when we're acting without hearing the words of faith, we're acting in error. And listen, when you act in error, there's a great danger you will not come out successful. So let's make sure that we've heard the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, before we go any further. Thank you. Have a God-blessed, wonderful day. Bye-bye.